This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Buildings were torched in Nigeria's biggest city, Lagos, on Wednesday, as authorities shut down the economy hub after the shooting of a peaceful protester by security forces caused international outrage. Amnesty International says people were killed by the Nigerian army and police in two locations in Lagos on Tuesday in a deadly crackdown on demonstrations. Peaceful protesters had gathered despite a curfew imposed to end the protests over police brutality and deep-rooted social grievances. Pope Francis has endorsed same-sex civil unions for the first time as Pope. Reuters' Joe Davies has more.
Pope Francis has said that homosexuals should be protected by civil union laws, in some of the clearest language he's used on gay rights. His comments came in a new film released on Wednesday. He says, quote, homosexual people to be in a family. He went on, they are children of God and have a right to a family. Nobody should be thrown out or be made miserable over it. What we have to create is a civil union law. That way they are legally covered. I stood up for that.
That is Reuters' Joe Davies reporting. As federal health officials say the nation is seeing a distressing rise in COVID-19 cases, U.S. President Donald Trump's predecessor is calling out his handling of the pandemic. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
CDC Deputy Director Jay Butler says cases are up in really all parts of the country, nearly 75%.
Likely in part because people are moving indoors with the arrival of cooler temperatures.
Barack Obama says it situation for any president.
But the degree of incompetence and misinformation, the number of people who might not have died.
In his first in-person campaign event for Joe Biden, Obama said he's confident his former vice president will deal with the pandemic more effectively. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Scientists say the only way to beat the coronavirus is with a safe and effective vaccine. AP's Ed Donahue reports the next step in the search for a vaccine is testing it on kids.
Ending the pandemic means vaccinating vulnerable adults. Dr. Robert Frank at Cincinnati's Children's Hospital Medical Center says it will also mean vaccinating children.
We really needed to have the safety and immunogenicity data from adults to feel comfortable. It's the right thing to be able to do.
Pfizer has permission to test its vaccine on kids as young as 12. Frank says it's unclear yet if a vaccine would be ready by the next school year.
By spring, we would certainly have enough information to be able to send to the FDA.
16-year-old Caitlin Evans became the first teen to get an injection in the Pfizer study.
If I don't do it, who will? Like, they needed as many people as possible.
Children represent about 10% of coronavirus cases documented in the U.S. I'm Ed Donahue.
Negotiations on a COVID-19 relief bill are inching forward, but it's clear the window for action before the November 3rd election is closing, and the issues will be tossed in lame duck session of Congress. The only thing that seems certain beyond that is uncertainty, with Capitol Hill veterans cautioning against expecting a quick and smooth resolution for an aid package that has tied Washington in knots for months. The World Health Organization says Europe again has recorded a new high in the weekly number of coronavirus cases. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
The figure, 927,000, supports the WHO view that the region has continued to show a rapid increase in cases and deaths, noting the continent saw a 25% spike in cases last week and was responsible for 38% of all new cases reported worldwide. The UN Health Agency also says France, Britain, Russia, the Czech Republic and Italy are responsible for more than half of the new COVID-19 cases in the region. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Britain and the European Union have agreed to resume talks on reaching a trade deal to govern their future relations, setting out a new set of organizing principles for intensified talks to begin on Thursday. They will prioritize their duty of care to the individuals in negotiating teams on both sides and make appropriate decisions on the basis of evidence as the final stages of the negotiation move forward. For all the news whenever you need it, please go to voanews.com or use the easy-to-use VOA mobile app. From Washington, via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.